Hi, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Dylan.
And this is Mom Fails by Juna, the podcast that debunks the myth that moms have to be perfect. I'm far from perfect.
Me too.
And when it comes to our kids, we occasionally mess up.
I mess up literally all the time.
But we're here to tell you, it's all good.
Our hope is that by hearing funny, honest, sometimes embarrassing stories from real moms, you'll feel less alone, less like a failure, and more part of our community of moms who are trying their best, sometimes slip up, but learn from their mistakes.
This podcast is free of judgment, full of snark, and definitely not safe for kids. If you have a mom fail to share, DM us on Instagram at juna.moms or email me, sarah@juna.co. That's sarahjuna.co. Let's get started. Welcome to the first Mom Fails podcast. This one is going to be unique in that it is just Dylan and I on this. And so we will introduce ourselves and kind of talk a little bit about the genesis of how this podcast came to be. And then we'll share one of our favorite mom fail stories. So with that, I'm going to kick it over to Dylan because this may be the first time you're hearing from her if you didn't catch her postpartum episode with me on the Juna Moms podcast. So Dylan, why don't you introduce yourself and then we can talk a little bit about how you came to me with this idea.
Okay, will do. Hi, everyone. I'm Dylan. I live in Brooklyn with my husband and two daughters. My daughters are young. They're 2 and a little bit and 8 months. And while I don't have a lot of experience as a mom in this lifetime, I do have a lot of experience fucking up. Like I just did. So Sarah, I'm literally so excited to create this space with you where we can talk about our fuck ups and talk about our mistakes and learn from them and grow from them, but also with a little perspective.
Yes.
Know that our kids are okay. We're okay. And, you know, mistakes are part of this wild ride we subscribe to. So
Yes.
I'm really excited about this.
Me too. For those listening, Dylan and I have been friends for a long time. And before Dylan had kids, I said to my husband, man, I had just started this podcast and I was like, I just really want to do a podcast with Dylan. I just feel like she's so funny. She has such a great perspective on things. She has such a wonderful personality My dream is coming true. So I'm thrilled. And here we are. But you know, like this started, I think, because, you know, Dylan was like, hey, I have this thought. I feel like we're, you know, like in her experience of motherhood and in mine too, we have these, like, I think about, I will call them Pinterest moms, right? Like there's this, like, I am a perfect mother. I am always doing all of these perfect things for my kids at the expense of me. Mm-hmm. And I'm dying inside, but my kids are having this beautiful life. And I have never subscribed to that. Like I do not have Pinterest parties for my kids. I am not a Pinterest mom. I look like shit all the time. I think that there's more of us and I want this to be okay. I think that like sharing I don't think that like sharing where we're not like sharing our fails or our learning moments or our not finest moments of motherhood is really important because I think that new moms, first-time moms, newer moms, like need to know that, like, look, like not everybody is perfect. This is a motherhood isn't always beautiful. It's very hard, and I think like there are a lot of people talking about how hard it is, but I think like sharing the specific stories in which like we mess up is really important because it's very relatable.
Yes. So. Absolutely. And so I'm like a mix. I'm like a kind of pinch. Like I love celebrating my children. I love throwing parties, like all that fun stuff. Mm-hmm. But I don't have my shit together. I'm so far from perfect. And also, you know, sometimes cut corners to benefit myself above my children. So just going to be real about that. And I don't want to knock the Pinterest mom, as you said. That story is so real and so valid. And I think that mom as martyr is great. I just think, to your point, there's a new story that's not being told of like those moments that are just ugly.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Yeah. And hopefully by gathering people on this podcast and them sharing their stories, we'll find a little bit of solidarity and humor and community in the fact that we don't have to really have their shit together at all times.
Yes. And so if you're listening to this and you have a story that you want to share, please email me at Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, at juna.co, and just say, I volunteer myself, and I will send you an invite. We want to hear from everybody. The podcast for us is not anonymous, but for you is anonymous. Like, you do not need to say your name. You do not need to show your face. We just want to hear those real moments. We want to hear diverse perspectives. We want to hear from everyone. So please email me. I'll also put a link on our Instagram too. So with that, Dylan, unless you have anything else to add, I think we should dive in.
Let's dive in. Nose goes, you go first.
Okay. So I have a 6'4" and a 2-year-old. I have definitely, I have 6 years of lots and lots and lots of mom fails, which you will hear as, you know, as this podcast, continues to evolve and grow. And the more episodes we put out, I will obviously be sharing all of my mom fails. But the one I wanted to share today is kind of a funny one. So I was with my daughter. We were doing a mommy-daughter date. We were shopping because my daughter, like I, likes to shop.
Great.
She just likes to buy new things, and then she doesn't really like to do anything with those new things. But the purchase part is where she gets a high, and me too. So
got it. Perfect. Like mother, like daughter.
Exactly. So we're at H&M, and she's trying on an outfit, and this outfit she hates, I love, which is, you know, pretty much very consistent with Kyla. and she's getting it off, and I'm like, well, let's just like see it with your shoes on. And so I'm like trying to get her shoe on. I'm like, can you put your, and I start to say, put your shoe on. And she like interrupts me and goes, put your fucking shoe on. And I am like in like a funny voice, but she had the inflection of fucking like very perfectly. And we're in the H&M dressing room with at least, you know, like 12 other women. These are giant dressing rooms. And I just hear a cascade of laughter. And like a bunch of like other women are just like have burst out laughing because they've heard this 4-year-old girl like perfect, like as if this is not her first rodeo with the word fucking. And I'm like, like I do this. And then she also does this. Like, I don't know how that came out. It was like very perfect. I don't even, and I'm literally in there and I have to say out loud as these women are laughing, we don't say fucking, Kyla. That is, and then I address the crowd and I'm like, this is not a word that we use in our home. I do not know why that was executed so perfectly, but it is not a word that we use at home. We just continued and I leave like in total shame. And the hilarious part is like Eric and I, my husband, have constant discussions over swearing in front of the children. Like we really try not to. And that's not a judgment on like people that swear in front of their kids. Like my brother, he has sworn, he's never stopped swearing in front of his kids. His kids do not curse. They know that it's not words that they say. They're not allowed to say it. But he's just like, no, like you teach kids that they can't say these words, but like they're going to hear it out in the world. Like, and so I get that perspective. My parents didn't curse in front of me. I didn't curse. Like I remember thinking shut up was a curse. It's still like if you were to say shut up in my house, it's like the worst thing you could possibly say. It's so disrespectful. I think worse than fuck you, but worse than fucking. But fuck you is pretty bad too. But by the way, we are allowed to swear because we are not sponsored.
There you go. Fuck yeah.
Not yet. No. But anyway, so I think I was like kind of embarrassed to tell Eric the story because Eric – like all the time is like, like Sarah, like you cannot slip in front of the kids. Like he like feels really strongly about it. And I remember that moment being like, oh my God, I'm going to have to like tell Eric this story because one, it's very funny, but like also he's going to have an opinion on this. And I think you know, the reason I want to share this story is because, like, these mom fails, like, sometimes aren't even about what we think is a failure in our own, like, in that instance, I actually, like, kind of thought it was funny. I didn't think it was, like, a failure on my part, but I had shame around the moment, especially with, like, other moms hearing it. And then totally. The shame of having to tell my husband this story. So I my little daughter, 4-year-old daughter, then said to me in the car, "I know I'm not supposed to say that word. I'm very sorry for saying that word. I won't say that
good
word again."
Job.
And I was like, okay, learning moment.
Yep. Mm-hmm. She knows.
Good.
Wow. That is a good story. I think there is so much goodness in that story. One is, I swear so much, and now I'm really, I got to reel it in. Mm-hmm. Two, I think this also speaks to the perception of Pinterest mom. I hate saying that. We need to find another word for that.
I know.
The fact that this incident, which is funny and cute, and not allowed to say her name. And your daughter.
You can say her name.
Okay. What was I going to say? She listened and she heard you, and she's, you know, aware and smart, but the fact that it was said in a community of other women, like, I feel like that's where your shame came.
Yeah.
Of the performative, perfect mom. Like, oh, no, this is not something that happens behind closed doors in my household. Not at all. No. And there's so much anxiety around that.
Uh-huh. There is this fantastic reels going around Instagram, and I don't know who the original creator is, but I relate to it so deeply. And it's her showing in, like, 15 different instances where she's, like, walking with a stroller, her 3-year-old daughter's walking ahead of her, and she's just, like, holding a jacket up, and she's like, I'm holding this jacket. I have tried to put my daughter in this jacket. I get it's cold out. She's refusing. And it's like, you know, when you talk about, and I'm like, Kyla, like, doesn't have awareness on her body temperature. And I'm constantly battling her with this. And I'm like, I relate so much to this. It's like, I am not a bad parent. I want to put a jacket on my kid. She doesn't want one.
Yeah, so real.
Oh, yeah. All right. Your turn.
Thanks for sharing. Okay, my turn. Mine is, it was like a week after we brought home our second daughter. And I mean, we were totally hot messes per usual, you know, like, lack of sleep. My body was broken. Y'all know the drill. And my husband and I decided to be crazy and get out of the house. Apartment. We live in Brooklyn. So we, like, bundled up the girls and we put them in the double stroller that we were using for the first time. And we stepped out and walked around the neighborhood, and we felt so dope and proud of ourselves for getting out. Like, we sat down. This was, like, early evening happy hour situation. So we sat down for a drink, celebrated. And of course, our older daughter, who's 1.5 at the time, starts to lose her shit. And this is, like, the onset of her toddlerdom, where she was just starting to have tantrums, but so we weren't really well equipped to handle them. And so we just paid that bill and booked it home. And by the time we get home, she is screaming and kicking and, like, 11 out of 10 situation. And so my husband quickly grabs her when we get home. I put away the stroller. We, like, do this whole bedtime routine to try to calm her down, bath, bottle, book, whatever, finally get her down. And we're feeling like, okay, we can breathe. And then I hear a little, like, meow, meow. And I was like, oh my God, where is our second daughter? Only to realize that I had legitimately forgot she was in the stroller, put her in the closet, and closed the doors. And, like, yes, I can laugh about it now, but in the moment, I was sobbing. And, like, probably postpartum hormones wasn't helpful, but I was like, oh my God, did I suffocate her? Is there, like, oxygen going into the closet? Like, how selfish and self-involved am I that I forget about a human that just literally came out of me? And then, like, obviously the narrative that was running through my mind for weeks after is, like, am I ill-equipped to have multiple children? Like, I couldn't get out of that cycle of just, like, and it's hilarious. We forgot her in a closet, like, sure. But in the moment, man,
yeah,
that shit hurt.
Uh-huh. It's also like I relate to that. I think like the with like every like you forget how demanding toddlers are and that it does become all encompassing even for two parents, right? Like you yeah. You know, you have two parents that are just trying to like manage this one being which takes over everyone. And the non-squeaky wheel, right? Like she might have been mm-hmm. napping, whatever it was. She was just like, I'm fine. I'm cool. And right. it's easy to forget about that. I have a friend that like would – like her son would just like sleep in his crib and he just like – he would get up from a nap and just be like totally fine hanging out in the crib for an hour. Dream. And she's like – until – you know, like until – they let me know they need to get out. Like, I don't need to, like, I have two other kids here. Like, yeah. and I'm like, yeah, that's a perspective that I'm just like, yeah, you don't need to be so accommodating, right? Sure. but I also, you know, like, as someone who experienced, I think, like, the worst, and I mean, I still do, intrusive thoughts, especially postpartum intrusive thoughts, like, I can't even imagine how long that spiral probably lasted for you because you're just like, oh, my God, like, what if something had been wrong? By the way, if something had been wrong, she would have let you know, right?
Like, 100%. Yeah, I mean – she was fully safe. And honestly, like that's the darkest place in our entire apartment. So she probably was like, keep me in here for the rest of my time. I'm happy as a clam.
Yes.
Yeah. So she was fine. She was great.
Mm-hmm. I know. I also, with that, I will say like Luca was my child that did not like being in the car seat. And every single time I would put him in the car seat as a newborn, like he's fine now, but as a newborn, he would scream his head off, like scream his head off as if like he was like someone was hurting him and I'm like, I have to take him to the pediatrician. Like and I remember one of my friends, mm-hmm. a seasoned parent, was like, Sarah, he is safe. He is strapped into his car seat. He is not in pain. Yeah. These are the things – you have to go to the pediatrician. You can't avoid a car seat forever. And I feel like I, like, have to run things like that through my head, like the he is safe, he is okay. Right. And I think, like, that as a motto for a parent, any new parent, is, like, is your kid safe? Yes. Are they okay?
Are they fed? Are
That's
they dry?
That's a good bar, right?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, that was fun.
That was really fun. Cheers to number one.
Cheers to number one. Please, again, we will say this 1,000 times over. If you have a story that you would like to share with us, we would love to hear from you. You can email me at sarah@juna.co. You can also just DM us over on juna.moms. We would love to hear from you. We want to hear a variety of stories. Dylan's and I will get old, trust me. Yep. So please, 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 please. Anything else?
That's it, friends. Thanks.
All right. Cool. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you have a mom fail you want to share, please send us a DM on Instagram at juna.moms or email me, sarah@juna.co. Remember, you can share your story completely anonymously, so you don't feel like you need to be on camera. If you want to be, that's cool too. If you're trying to conceive, pregnant, or newly postpartum, please check out the Juna app, which is the app that makes this podcast possible. We have trimester-specific workouts, pregnancy tracking, nutrition support, and recipes for you and your baby, as well as courses on breastfeeding, preparing for birth, taking care of your newborn, and starting solids. You can find the app in the App Store by searching Juna or by visiting juna.co. Thank you so much for your support and see you next week.